Meanwhile, New Jersey environmental officials have identified nearly three dozen towns with water systems that have been contaminated by PFAS. Here's KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Years of industrial waste have made for some serious problems in water systems throughout the state and the region. Bellmar, Gloucester City National Park, Willingboro, and Woodbury were all recently listed as exceeding state standards for contamination.
Our drinking water standards are more strict and more protective than the federal government and many other states.
Sean LaTourette is the state Environmental Protection Commissioner, and he says while the state's working on a long-term solution, you can take some pretty simple steps at home to protect your family.
Whether a Pure filter or a Brita filter, there are NSF-certified filters that can address or reduce risk here.
He says this isn't something to be concerned about as an immediate danger. PFAS are harmful when consumed over a long period of time. In an effort to clean up water throughout the state, New Jersey has made available $1 billion to replace old infrastructure and improve water quality systems for residents. LaTourette, though, says that $1 billion is really just a drop in the bucket for the $30 billion they need. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.